Hi, y'all. My name is Shelby Schreiber, and I am a 2016 Texas 4000 rider on the Rockies route, and I will be riding this summer, and we are leaving tomorrow, so I'm pretty excited about it. A little background, I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas. I am 20 years old, and I'm a second-year student here at UT, and I'm majoring in journalism. So, a little bit about me before I can kind of explain why I joined Texas 4000 is kind of a more of my history with cancer. When I was a freshman in high school, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. And my aunt told me the first time I found out about it. And I remember just kind of feeling numb or not really affected by it at the time, because I really didn't understand it and didn't know what came along with it. But as time went on, I really saw what cancer is and what it does to someone. My dad went through several rounds of chemo and radiation in that first year. He had a colonoscopy bag, which is something that, if you haven't seen it in person, it's completely a whole different lifestyle that he had to live, like, for months until he had surgery. And after his surgery, he had really bad complications and had a huge infection and was on bed rest for 6 months. And even after that, he still had to complete more rounds of chemo and radiation. And it was really hard on my entire family. But the only reason we made it through was because of my dad's positivity and optimistic and just his personality and how he never quit and how he was such a fighter and always had faith and never lost his hope. And that's the only reason why my family was able to, you know, take it day by day and make it through and be there for him. And just remembering his strength, this is super amazing, because he was stronger than most of us even when he was going through all the pain. But unfortunately, he passed away in November of 2014 after almost a four-year battle. And he was in hospice care his last month. And I was able to be there with him when he passed away in our home. And to this day, that moment is something that I have with me forever. And even though he wasn't, of course, no one is really ready to go, but the relief I felt, not that I felt, but I saw at that moment is unexplainable. And all the pain that he went through was just gone. And it's crazy to me that cancer deteriorated his body so much and was super, completely changed his lifestyle, but his mind never changed and his heart was always the same. And that's something I always remember with me forever. And in the last few days, you know, we were just kind of talking, and he asked me if I would ever consider running a marathon in honor of him and for cancer, to raise money and just for people to really understand what cancer is. And of course I said yes, even though I hate running, but I would say yes to him, and I would love to do it in honor of him. And of just like faith, like a year later when I came to UT my freshman year, I saw Texas 4000. I was walked across it as they were tabling, and I saw that it was like a bike ride, and I knew they went to Alaska, but I didn't really understand why. And then after I talked to them and realized that it was for cancer research and they raise money and they spread awareness, it really felt like faith, and I felt like my dad's spirit there with me. And I knew that this was something I had to try to at least pursue. If it didn't work out, it didn't. But if it did, then it obviously was for a reason. And now here I am, about to leave tomorrow. And it's completely so hard to wrap my mind around. It's so hard. And I can't believe I've made it this far. I didn't bike before Texas 4000, but now I've trained over 2,000 miles and I raised like over $5,000, which I seemed like impossible at the beginning of this program. But just like with the strength of like the people that are in this organization, my teammates, and how amazing they are, and being able to watch them succeed, like, gives me like hope that I can do it, and I'm doing it, and that's the crazy part. And it's just a great organization full of amazing people, and I'm so excited that this summer I get to meet more amazing people that feel this cause as much as we do and have decided to take their own step in helping and supporting something like this organization. And yeah, so I'm super excited, and I can't wait to hear everyone's stories along the way. And yeah, cancer sucks.